Gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening. It's that time again. Woo-hoo. Superheroes Without Capes, episode 6 is back, and today is all about Mr. Passy Wassy.
Episode 6, wow, yeah. I can't believe it. Well, we got a few more to go, so don't you worry, that's not the last one today by any means. We hope you're having a fantastic day, and we are so excited to talk about Mr. Pass because he truly is a superhero. He really is. He's a survivor. He's that guy who has made it through everything. We'll tell you a little bit more about him in a second.
So before we get going, I am Carson Scooter. I'm the instructor, facilitator, and social media guru here at Equine Connection.
And I'm Carolyn Charles. I'm also I'm an instructor, a facilitator, and the director of sales and marketing here at Equine Connection as well. And we really are working to help people all over the world to learn the life skills that they need to be able to move forward with these majestic, amazing teachers that are the horses, right? Because we're facilitators. We help to kind of translate and move people forward as well. But without the horses, they are the ones doing all of this teaching for people and really making a difference in their lives.
So now to get on with Mr. Pass.
Passy Wassy. First of all, we want you to understand the cuteness factor that is Pass, because he is freaking adorable, and anybody who says different is wrong. And that's all there is to it. But Pass is actually a really cool dude too, because he has a cleft palate. So with that cleft palate, he was told, his owners were told that usually horses with cleft palates get pneumonia and they don't make it past about the 6 month period. And after that, you can't fix their cleft palate anymore either. But Pass is a survivor, boy oh boy, because he still has that cleft palate, but he is now 13 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. So he's one of those guys that you just look at him and know he's a little miracle walking around, because he shouldn't have made it. You know, all the stats said that he wouldn't, but here he is being an amazing teacher and walking around just like nothing's wrong out there with his cleft palate too. But he, because of this, he is a very special addition to the Equine Connection team as well, because his teachings are so profound, I guess is what it is. And we'll kind of go through the three reasons why he is so very special to us too.
Well, and this first reason here is his gift. And like we talked about a little bit, he has a cleft palate. So that means that everything that he eats, sometimes drinks, even if it's dewormer, can be anything. Yeah. It will come through his nose. But the one beautiful piece of this is that it is his gift. Mm-hmm. Anywhere he touches you, you know, and it comes out of your clothes.
Yeah, it's organic. It's all good stuff. And the thing with that is too, is that even though, I mean, we could look at him and be like, oh, that's kind of weird or whatever else, but he actually does this beautiful thing with it. We had to change it from people being like, oh, it's on me, to this is his gift that he's giving you, because it truly is. He is the gift of survival himself. But then on top of that, sorry, I'll squish my face in there. On top of that, to be able to share this with people. And when he does, he doesn't like slime me on purpose. That's not what he's going out to do. But he has this ability to be able to kind of mark things for us as well. And you can feel like when he touches you in the heart, you look down, you get to see that touch at the same token, right? But he is kind of cool. And for any of you who don't know what a cleft palate is, it means the roof of his mouth isn't finished, basically. So when he does eat, that grass and stuff all kind of comes out. And he is a little bit like Slimer from Ghostbusters. But this truly has to be looked at as a gift for him. And all of us have our odd little idiosyncrasies, and that's our gifts as well.
His other piece is his job, you know, and his job in the herd too with the other horses. This guy is a full-on balancer. Ugh. He wants to make sure that the energy is good throughout the entire herd, and he wants to make sure that everyone is working at full capacity.
And for us as the owners of the horses, I guess, and working with them all the time, it's actually really nice for us to have, because we know we can actually physically see if maybe a horse might have an issue somewhere, because they go out to help each other so much and balance and groom and do that kind of thing. If we see a whole bunch of pass markings on one of our other horses in a certain area, we kind of stop and take a look at, okay, what might be going on with them there as well, because he's trying to move that energy in that spot. So he is that balancing guy, and you'll see him more often than not, and more often I think than the other horses, mm-hmm. grooming with everybody else. And you'll watch him, sometimes it'll be at that butt area, sometimes it'll be up at the
Withers.
Thank you. I do hang around horses, but that one escaped me today. But he really does go along to share his gift with all of his other horses. And that's the biggest part of his job within the herd as well, I think, is to be that balancer, to go out and really help everybody else to release what they need to release as well.
Oh my gosh. The other day, like, okay, actually, we'll change this first. Because when he works with human beings too is so unbelievably incredible. And the other day we had one of our clients come in and it was so incredible. He was a little snuggle bug. He was like, he wrapped himself right in.
It was so sweet. And the cool part was, is when people can understand that he doesn't need the judgment. He doesn't need all of that other piece of somebody saying, ew, ew, it's on me. When people accept him for who he is, that's really when they flourish with him the best. And it's, I mean, just like people, we all want to be accepted for exactly who we are. And just because he has a little bit of a snotty nose, a lot of people could say, oh, well, I don't necessarily want to work with that horse or whatever else. But with these people he was working with the other day, they said, you know what? We have our messed up parts and that's his messed up parts. We're all damaged in some way, but his is just on the outside and he's helping me move through my stuff on the inside. And I thought that is so profound because he does have that teaching of just the no judgment piece and accepting people, accepting him and accepting yourself for exactly who you are in that moment. Look how cute he is.
He's so cute. Like, seriously. Look at his face.
Look at it.
Holy jumping tuna fish.
Yeah, he's cute.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay, this is hard. There we go. But yeah, past has that ability to really, if you're willing to see past maybe that external piece of his, he is willing to go to the ends of the earth and back with you. And he really does turn into that giant mush ball. And like, these were big, strong kind of dudes that were with him. And it was like a big old pile of love in the arena.
Yeah.
It was so lovely. Past, he has also worked with kids a lot too. And he is one of those horses that all horses react to stimulus, but he definitely is like on par with it. He knows exactly where things are going and he's very clear in his teachings as well. But we had one little girl that worked with him and she was just like knee high to a grasshopper, itty bitty. But every time she worked with him, because her stimulus and her intention were so pure and she did not judge him one iota, it was kind of funny because she had a lot of burpee and different things happening too. But they would walk through the arena and he would be down eyeball to eyeball with her the entire time. He is that true acceptance horse and he will accept you for everything you are if you give him that same piece. And I think it's such a beautiful teaching that he does of that acceptance and non-judgmental piece as well.
Oh, it's so amazing. And yeah. You know, just along the survival story with Pass, mm-hmm. like he made it. And I mean, we work with a lot of youth at risk, women at risk, men at risk. And to have this living being that is non-judgmental but has made it through the odds that they shouldn't have lived, like it's such an incredible connection mm-hmm. to be able to help people to move forward.
And
as
an
well.
Inspiration, I think, too, because mm-hmm. a lot of them are trying to beat the odds, right? Mm-hmm. You look at a lot of statistics that happen with youth at risk or men or women at risk, and the statistics aren't, you know, encouraging necessarily all the time. But when they can work with a horse that has beat those odds, that everybody said he wasn't going to make it, and then all of a sudden here he is 13 years later and doing amazing, I might add, it gives them that piece of hope that, yeah, I can beat the odds too. I can move forward in the exact same way that Past did. And it's just beautiful to watch him work with people all the time. And he has this beautiful just feeling of him when you're with him and when he's working with you, that he would follow you to the ends of the earth. He's one of the most inspirational horses that I know.
Thank you guys again so much for joining us today and listening in on Pass's story.
Yeah.
It really is one of true inspiration. And I am Carson Scooter.
I am Carolyn Charles. We are with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, changing lives, working with horses. And hopefully you guys can join us one day in doing that as well, because we believe everybody should have the opportunity to build skills while working with horses. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.